Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back on this Monday evening, and joining us on the line is the head volleyball coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Shannon Scartweet, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Sure.
So as we take a look at your volleyball team here over the last couple of weeks, schedule slowed down a little bit as we got into October, but still, I think your team ended the regular season on a pretty good note. You go 3-0 at a try at Ogden at the start of the month, follow that up with a road win at Perry on senior night, and then the final game of the regular season was a home loss to Greene County, a match that was really competitive throughout in a 3-1 loss. But just overall, heading into the postseason, what's the mood amongst the team and the staff? And how do they feel about going into the postseason?
Yeah, I think that we did end on a good note. Of course, I mean, obviously, I felt like we could have won our last competition against Greene County, you know, regular season conference play. But I do think that the girls learned from that, and it's good to go into the postseason. I think a little hungry too, and. We have to play South Hardin. We played them earlier in the season, lost to them in a triangular, but I feel like we're going to play them so much tougher this time. I feel like the girls have grown through the season, just not only just in their skill, but just like team camaraderie and unity, and I think that has played a big role. So.
In looking at your roster, obviously, the two athletes that have really stood out to everybody throughout the year has been your daughter, Tessa Scartweet, and then Fiona Rod, who has really added a nice secondary attacker at the net for your team throughout most of this season. And for those two in particular, from where they were, even at the start of this season, what are some things you feel they've improved on the most here that has allowed them to play at such a high level throughout much of the season?
Yeah, I think, I can compare Tessa to last year versus Fiona. I can't really since she came in as a exchange student, but Tessa just really improved on just her, like, smartness of play, like where she's going to put the ball, and just her power that has gotten so much better in the last year. And Fiona, I mean, she's just consistent, and she can pretty much put the ball where she wants it, which is quite remarkable for hitting right side. You know, that she can put it down the line or hit deep cross or sharp cross. And I feel like she's done a really nice job of that and has really improved on all of that through the season too. So.
And as we take a look here elsewhere, obviously your two setters here this year, I think, is I played at a high level as well. Claire Hewitt, Aaliyah Erickson, really in this second half of the year has really stepped up and played well, I thought, at that setter spot at some of the matches I have been at for this club. And, you know, from your setters, that's obviously such an important position and in a position where consistency, I think, probably matters more than anywhere else on the floor, especially on the offensive end. Just what can you say about the job that that Claire and Aaliyah have done at those setter positions?
Yeah, I always tell them they're the generals on the floor. Like, they're the ones who lead the offense. They're the ones who decide where the ball is going. They also have to deal with wonky passes, you know, at times and figure out what to do with it. And I just feel like they have done a really nice job. They are quick. I feel like their defense has improved through the season. And, you know, kudos to Claire because that was not her primary position coming up through her years in high school and as a senior to step up and take that on. She's just really got some great hands and just athleticism with her quickness and getting to the ball. So, yeah, it's been great to have both of them set for us this year.
And as we take a look at the schedule, obviously you alluded to it earlier, South Hardin coming up Wednesday night over in Eldora, a match that, you know, you said you guys lost earlier in the year, 2-0 and a try back in August, which for many probably seems like forever ago. But, you know, obviously when you look at the challenge South Hardin presents, you know, what has stood out to you about preparation for going up against South Hardin a second time around, and what does your team have to do to come away with a victory on Wednesday night?
Yeah, I think we've just talked a lot about consistency. Like, we have got to be consistent in serving, like, limiting our errors, consistent in serve-receive. If we can get a good pass, we can usually get a hit. And we just have to have focus every single play, doing all the little things right. South Hardin is a good team, and their record, I don't think, reflects how good they are because their conference is ridiculous over there with Denver, and, you know, they have Grundy and Dyke and... So they have played some really tough teams this year, and they have a tough schedule. So they're going to be coming out, you know, ready to win. And I think we have to come out with that exact same attitude. You know, like, we want to put our best foot forward. Again, just like every single play focused and giving our best to our teammates. So I'm looking forward to the game, though. It should be a good game in my mind. So,
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck on Wednesday night against South Hardin.
Yeah, thanks, Quinn. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was Coach Shannon Scartwee of the South Hamilton Hawks here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with CGD Coach Jess Nail after the break on 95.7 FM.